Okay, today we're going to talk about print on demand via the pods, and specifically what I'm doing via the pods. So my name is Eric, and Illustrator, and I've been selling via the pods. What's a pod, you ask? Pods are print on demand, the whole new world. Printing on demand is fascinating, that you could create some art, you could scan it into your computer, and you could fix it up, color it, black and white, what have you, your art, whatever it is, and then you put it up for sale on the pods, that pods being Amazon, or Redbubble, or even Etsy, or Pinfall, or a number of them, and then you can put your art on various products, t-shirts, canvases, mugs, and then you market it, you sell it, you slap it up there, it's selling around the world. It's really freaking fantastic. And this has been going around for a while. I think Cafe Press was the first to really get into it, and Zazzle, and then the rest kind of took off. The Cafe Press back maybe about 10, 12 years ago, actually, where you could print on demand instead of having a large amount of inventory, which would stay under your bed. You can print one-offs, and then there you go. I mean, like, that's crazy, that because you wouldn't have to make, in the old days meaning like 10 years ago, you would have to make a screen, you know, and that's very expensive, make for color separations, and then very messy printing, mess, and then you'd have to pay for the shirts. But now you can set a price, and you can get as little as like $10 for one shirt printed. It's crazy. That's because it's digital, but it's still insane, you know. You can have a whole fashion brand created. And it's not only shirts, as I mentioned, you can on canvases, which are really nice. I've done that myself, and they turn out very nice. Printful has some really beautiful printing on canvases and paper. I wasn't too crazy about the printing on t-shirts, that the colors were kind of poor on that, but on canvases, they look great. Blacks are really dark, and the colors are just popping. I've also done it on for coffee mugs, and those work very well. The shirt center, I wasn't too crazy about it. Amazon, I've sold pieces on merch by Amazon. The colors are great on that. Very good blacks, and they hold up really well. Red Bubble is kind of interesting, because you could do stickers, which seems to be really cool. I haven't sold any of those yet, but it seems really interesting. And the mugs, I said, looks nice. The print on porcelain, the porcelain mugs. And what's really cool is now that you can market to the world, man. It's crazy. I mean, I sold some pieces in London. I sold some pieces in Germany. It's just a thrill that I'm selling art around the world to just people. And I love, you know, you're making the cash too. But it's just, for an artist, it's just fantastic that you can create something and it's selling around the world. It's like your own personal art gallery via product. It's just thrilling. Some people are doing really well. Some people make thousands a month. Some people are struggling and they're not finding it working out too well for them for whatever reason that is. It's definitely, part of it is the art. And part of it is getting found, because there's a lot of competition, as you imagine. It's pretty fun to do, and a lot of people, it's the dream. For artists, it's the dream job. You could work on something and print it and sell it. Some people buy clip art, which is already established, and the people who are marketers are working on that. And but for me, I'm like the art dude. I want to make the art and myself, and I want to sell it. So it's been sort of a struggle. It took a while to get ramped up. It's starting to take off now. I mean, I'm making sales every day, which is pretty cool. I mean, about a year ago, I was not making sales every day. Sales were pretty dismal, and I'm not quite sure what happened, but now I am making multiple sales every day, which is cool. And of course, now I want to make even more sales than that. Hold on a second. But it's pretty exciting that, like I said, people wearing my stuff. And Etsy, of course, I'm sure you've heard of Etsy. Etsy is like a marketplace for handmade stuff. You can do those Etsy as well. I like Amazon, but there are some restrictions. Etsy seems to be a lot more open for what you can do. I enjoy customer interaction, so I have no problem with that. I think it's kind of fun. But yeah, so this week I am trying to push a whole bunch of Christmas art pieces and trying to see how that goes. I've sold a few, not as well as I had hoped. I do have some other products that sell much more than Christmas pieces. But if you have any questions, send me an email. You do have to have a certain size. That's 300 dots per inch. I don't know what that means. There's two types of files in the graphics world. There's a vector and there's a pixel. So pixels are what you see in Photoshop. And there's size restrictions on that for Illustrator. It's vector. And those are not size restrictive. Those could be any size, but they're completely different. So you have to kind of know which one to upload. And for most of it, it's like 4,500 pixels by 5,400, I believe, and 300 dots. But 300 dots is the minimum that I think you should do. You can get away with 150, but I think it should be 300 for if you really want a clean image. You don't want it to be blurry or pixelated. You want it to look good. And make sure that you get a good rendition. So it's pretty thrilling. Like I said, we just put up Christmas pieces, Hanukkah pieces, Santa stuff, things like that. But I will be chatting about it a little bit more if you're interested. I'm going to talk about my various illustrations and what I'm posting. Basically, you take the image, you fix it up, color it however you want it, and final. It's prepped in a file that's appropriate for that particular platform, which they're all sort of similar. T-shirts are different than other products, though. So, say you wanted it, you can use the same file, but the file restrictions, size restrictions, are different on a lot of them. Products of different sizes, obviously. But if you have that one file, you can kind of manipulate it to how you want it. So you can have one file and put on many different products, which is fun. The hard part, of course, is selling it. Marketing and advertising is still part of the game. I've done some stuff that's been successful, some stuff that hasn't been successful. It's definitely, I don't know, it's a process. You're not going to be able to put stuff up there and just slap it right out. Well, you might be. I don't know. Who am I saying? I mean, maybe people just freak on it. You never know. I mean, you don't know until you do it. So I've seen some art that's like, ugh, can't believe people buy it. And they do. I've seen some stuff like, whoa, that's amazing. No one's buying it. So, I think it runs the gamut. I mean, I think there's got a niche for everything. Well, not everything, but I think there's a niche you could find, and if you do, if you draw peanuts, and there's peanut farmers who love peanuts on their t-shirt, then that's it, you could do that. So it's just, it's very exciting, and who knows how it's going to go, I don't know. But anyway, so I hope this is informative and interesting, so you can give me a call or a callback or email, and let me know what you think, and that's it.